Next item on the agenda is H. Spencer Murray, 07-0792. Mr. Badger.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How close do I have to be to this? Can you all hear it at all?
You're fine.
Okay, just give up.
For the record, is it Spence or Spencer?
Spencer. Spencer.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
It's okay, I just make sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Spencer Murray requests authorization to dredge on an as-needed basis up to 297 cubic yards of state-owned Sevacuous Bottom to provide a 320-foot long by 20-foot wide entrance channel into Nassauwax Creek with a maximum depth of minus 4 feet at mean low water along the Chesapeake Bay near the mouth of Nassauwax Creek, Northampton County. The dredge material will be placed overboard 100 feet south of and parallel to the proposed channel. Go to the slides. Thank you. It's a quad sheet showing the location. This is the stem of the eastern shore, US 13 Exmoor, Nassauwax Creek, town of Bayford, mouth of Nassauwax Creek where the project is. Again, Nassauwax Creek, town of Bayford. A permitted disposal placement site is in this general area that was permitted to the County of Northampton back in, I believe it was August 23rd, 2005, which 2005 was left off of the your evaluation. An aerial, just looking west, as you can see, Chesapeake Bay, Silver Beach, Nassauwax Creek, Bayford. This is the federal channel as it was designated back in 1999. Here, it was never dredged because of funding issues, and the commission in 2005 permitted the placement of the dredge material from this channel into a 68-acre site here. And as you can see, the proposed channel, which is basically a plug, is not in the federal channel south of and will not interfere with the federal channel itself. Again, this is an aerial showing the permitted placement site, existing, never been used, and federal channel, Nassauwax Creek, and the proposed channel and plug and disposal site is right in this general area. Mr. Murray has submitted a joint permit application, and we received it in April of this year to hydraulically dredge on an as-needed basis a small channel plug at the mouth of the creek. The applicant proposes to dredge on an average 1.25 feet of sandy material to achieve a maximum depth of 4 feet at mean low water. Mr. Murray will incur the cost of the project by himself and maybe some neighbors. Again, this is just a Army Corps aerial showing Silver Beach, Federal Channel, and proposed dredge cut here, and the disposal area right here. The disposal area, the way I calculated it, for the applicant to achieve their proposed 3-inch rise in the bottom elevation, the overboard placement site would be 320 feet long, which is the length of the cut itself, and would have to be 100 feet wide in here. I'm not real sure how they're going to achieve keeping it at 3 inches. I suspect there'll be some bumps, and some will be higher, some will be lower. Mr. Murray may explain that a little bit better. And again, this is an Army Corps drawing showing the location with their lat longs that were submitted by Mr. Murray, showing the cut in red and the disposal area here. A little closer view, center line of the proposed plug cut, and you can see the federal channel light here. Again, center line of the placement site. The dredge plug cut here is approximately 2,500 feet from the disposal area that's already been permitted to Northampton County. And one last aerial just showing the creek and looking south. And I will go back and leave this up there.
Okay.
Thank you. As stated in our subaqueous guidelines, the overboard disposal of dredge material into the tidal waters is usually not permitted unless the material is uncontaminated and granular, or sand size. Quality dredge material should be used for beach nourishment in most cases. In this particular case, just like we staff recommended before, we felt like the material would be better used on the shoreline as beach nourishment. VIMS has indicated that the dredging can cause significant disruption of the marine environment, and it often must be repeated in order to maintain water depths, especially with overboard disposal of dredge material. They estimate that the impacts to the benthic community will be largely temporary and may recover over time. They also state that the disposal of the dredge material in upland sites away from the shoreline is preferable to overboard disposal in this case. They further state that the placement of dredge material in a properly sized and contained upland disposal site removes the material from the system, so it will less likely fill in the dredged area. This extends the time between maintenance dredging events. I suspect, knowing this area as well as I do, they're going to be dredging this at least once a year, if not more. Anyway, Northampton County did not require a permit because it's channelward of low water. The Army Corps of Engineers has stated that a maintenance dredging permit will be issued in the near future, and it's my understanding it may be issued as soon as today. No one has protested the project. No state agency has commented on the project. In summary and recommendation, there appears to be a real need to dredge the mouth of Nassauwise Creek, as suggested by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers designation of Nassauwise Creek as a federal navigation channel. The applicant would not have applied to dredge the proposed channel had the federal channel been funded and dredged as permitted. Even though the small channel will most likely require yearly maintenance dredging, staff believes is appropriate considering the public benefits to the commercial and recreational boaters of Northampton County and the Commonwealth of Virginia. Accordingly, staff recommends approval of the proposed dredging with the following conditions. Staff recommends that a pre-dredging conference be required before every dredge cycle, and that the applicant be required to submit post-dredging bathymetric survey of the dredged area within 30 days of completion of the dredging so staff may assess the permit compliance. We also recommend a royalty in the amount of $133.65 for the dredging of 297 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. And we also recommend that the permit be terminated should the federal channel ever be dredged. Furthermore, even though our subaqueous guidelines indicate that the overboard disposal of uncontaminated granular dredge material into tidal waters is permissible, and that the total volume of 297 cubic yards is well below the 7,500 cubic yards set forth in our guidelines for beach nourishment, staff cannot support the proposed placement site. The proposed overboard placement site is only 100 feet away from the proposed channel. Due to the large amount of sand transport occurring at the mouth of Nassauwise Creek, staff believes the material will contribute to the filling of the proposed dredged area, thus shortening the time between maintenance dredging events. Accordingly, since the commission has already established the 68-acre overboard placement site right here, and it's 2,500 feet away, in the Chesapeake Bay, northwest of the mouth of Nassauwise Creek, for the federal navigational channels dredge material, staff recommends that the proposed sand dredge material be placed within the same placement site, even though staff would prefer the material to be used for more beneficial purposes by placement along an existing eroding shoreline rather than merely being dumped in an overboard site offshore. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Any questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. Just one question. You had expressed a preference for trying to utilize the dredge spoils in the adjacent shoreline. I mean, what would that require? That's not.
I think in this particular case, it would have to be barged over there. I don't believe Mr. Murray's hydraulic dredge that he plans on using would carry that far, so it would have to be placed on a on a boat and taken to it.
Does he own the adjacent property?
No, he does not.
Okay, so it would also require some sort of private consent.
That's correct.
So forth. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Further questions? Thank you, Hank. Okay. Is the applicant here represented?
Yes.
Forward, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Raise your right hand, please, sir. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Could you state your name and who you represent, please?
My name is H. Spencer Murray, and I'm representing myself as the applicant here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. I am the applicant here, and I'm hoping also speaking on this basis, on this application, will be Matt Byrne of the Corps of Engineers, Ms. Katie Nunes, the county administrator from Northampton County, and I also have with me today Mr. Robert Bob Myers, who is a resident of the creek and a member of the Wetlands Board of Northampton. I think the staff has adequately given you a history of what we've tried to do on Nassauwax Creek for almost 7 years now to obtain a federal channel. Over $500,000 have been spent of the taxpayers' money in terms of getting studies, everything you can possibly think of, and in fact, as you know, the permits have been in place for some time. In April of this year, after walking the creek, and believe me, you can walk it without getting too wet, I decided to put in a joint application to try to move a small plug of sand, pure sand, that would allow us to better navigate the creek and not in any way to interfere or to try to kill the federal channel. And I did this as an individual applicant, but I want this commission to understand that I represent here today over 300 residents of Nassauwax Church and Warehouse Creeks. I represent the Watermen's Association, Northampton. I represent an environmental group called Shorekeepers who've been out there helping us in the restoration, or we care all about the creek. I put in this application on behalf of the county. The county set up special tax districts to try to get this federal channel, and the county is now holding over $100,000 of the tax money of the 300 residents who live on these creeks. Gentlemen, I will tell you from the bottom of my heart this morning, I do not believe the federal channel is going to happen. I can't say it will never happen, but I will tell you, after meeting with the Corps, after meeting with Representative Drake, and after doing everything I possibly can do to find out, I do not believe it's going to happen. It may happen 10 years from now, but it won't happen next year, and it's not going to happen a few years after that. And therefore, we are trying as residents to do something local. We're trying to help ourselves. We're trying on a volunteer and a group of people getting together with the county support, which you will hear, to help ourselves. My prediction is that you're going to see a lot of people trying to help themselves because of the very aspects that I'm talking about in terms of federal funding and so forth. The staff has done a great job, in my view, of the overall issue. The issue here is side casting or overboard placement. There's absolutely no way I or the county can move this small, under 300 cubic yards of sand, over a half a mile up to that 68-acre placement. In the first place, it doesn't make any sense because Mother Nature doesn't consult me, but I know what she does from time to time. She brings that sand right back down into the channel. And if a few nor'easters come along, that's where that sand will be. Saying to a small group of folks who are trying to help themselves that to take that sand and put it up there is almost like denying the permit. It's like we cannot probably do it with contributions. Perhaps we can get some money from the county. We haven't formally asked yet, but that's a possibility. The county is very supportive of what we're doing. I would just say to this commission this morning that my hope is that you understand the small, that what we're trying to do, we go out there, we walk this channel, we mark it. God forbid anybody come through the way the Coast Guard's got it marked, because they will be aground, and we pull them off out there all the time. The Coast Guard has never, and they can't get in there. They can't get into the tenders in there to mark the channel. We mark it, we walk it, we care about the residents, and we also care about the environment. But I respectfully request that you allow us to, as I put in my application, to overboard this placement within what I have asked to do, and I'll be happy to. And I also would like to say that I need some flexibility. As I said before, Mother Nature doesn't always consult me when she wants to do something. She could move this plug, you know, 100 feet one way or the other, 20 or 30 feet at any time she wants to. So I ask for flexibility, and I'm totally willing to comply with, as staff has requested, with pre-conferences or reports after the dredging is done or whatever. I will answer any questions and hope that some others will speak.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Murray from the commission? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is it the dredging methodology itself that prevents movement of the spoils? Did you say it was a side cast method?
You've heard the staff say that I'd have to barge to take that all the way up to the 60-acre site. That would be incredibly expensive, way more than, you know, just the setup cost of that for less than 300 cubic yards of sand, which is not much more than 10 to 15 truckloads. It would be prohibitive, I think.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Murray. We may have some toward the end, but we thank you for your presentation.
You.
Who's next on behalf of the project? Yes, ma'am. Come forward, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Thank you. State your name, please.
Katie Nunez. I'm the county administrator for Northampton County.
Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. On behalf of the county and the Board of Supervisors, I'm here to also give our support for Mr. Murray's application as presented. We have been working for well over 8 years, almost 9 years at this point, with the Army Corps of Engineers to get a federal channel for Nassauwatuck's Creek. It has stalled over the last 2 years relative to the federal funding being held up. We are not optimistic that it's coming in the near future. We are hopeful in the long term of this project it will eventually happen with some federal funding, but we do not think it's happening in the next 3 to 4 years. The Creek residents have provided tax funds, which we are holding as our share towards this federal project. We don't wish for them to continue to have difficulties getting in and out of the creek. I think this group project through the Creek residents to bring forward and find a resolution has been extraordinarily positive for the community as a whole. The county is extraordinarily supportive of this effort as well, so we are hoping it receives your approval this evening, this afternoon.
Thanks.
So I do have a letter of support as well from our office.
Please. Any questions from the commission for Ms. Nunez? Just one. The tax district, I presume, was set up to generate revenue for the necessary match?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, I guess there was some mention a little while ago about some money being available maybe from the county, but those dollars pretty much are probably set up in a dedicated way to be used for the match when the time comes.
They were dedicated for the match relative to the federal grant. There has been interest now that we've collected these funds over the last 3 years. It stopped last year. It was our last year of that tax district. So there is some interest that has now been generated that I believe the county may be willing to apply some of that interest to help offset some of these expenses. However, hearing from the Army Corps of Engineers, depending on when federal funds come out, some of the work may have to be redone, so there may be some additional matching money required from the county, so that interest may need to be saved for that purpose.
I understand.
So,
any questions? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Who's next? Good morning, sir. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Thank you.
You state your name and who you represent, please.
My name is Matt Byrne, and I'm with the Corps of Engineers.
Matt, good to see you again, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, and
I'm the Deputy Chief of Engineering at the Norfolk District Corps of Engineers. I'm speaking today in support of the applicant's proposed project. As you've heard, for the last few years, we've been participating in a cost-shared study for a federal navigation project, federal-county cost-shared study. The feasibility study was completed in 2004 and it recommended a 7-foot-deep channel, 100 feet wide. The majority of the dredging would be done at the mouth of the channel, and then as you saw on the board, the with the dredge plan we have, we could get it to the permitted placement site. The project was halted in 2005 because of lack of federal funding and a moratorium on new cost-share agreements for shallow draft projects such as this. Until federal funding resumes, we fully support the interim measure the applicant is proposing to keep the channel open. We realize we can't bring dollars to the project, but the project's needed, and we support the local effort to try to get that channel open. The Corps views the proposal as a demonstration project acting on behalf of the federal government due to our lack of funding, and I respectfully request the board approve the applicant's request as submitted, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Our time is yours, sir. Any questions of Mr. Byrne from members of the commission? Mr. Tankard?
Yes, sir. Do you have any problem with not using the permitted placement site and going to the south?
No, I've talked to my environmental folks. It's sand material. It's a small quantity of it. It's clean. And there's a natural drip there anyways where sand goes back and forth in that environment, so we don't have a problem with placement there. I agree with the board. It may, it's close you put the sand to the channel, it may drift back in, but that's a reality.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Byrne. Always good to have you here, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else in support of the project? Yes, sir.
Can we back this slide up one slide, please? Go forward one slide over here. I think it's the one. Let's see. No. Go forward. Hang on. Back up.
That one?
That one right there. Yeah. Okay. I'm an Asswaters Creek resident.
Sir,
yeah,
raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
State your name, who you represent.
My name is Bob Myers, and I live on Asswaters Creek. I help pull people off the sandbar on a regular basis.
Good to have you here in that capacity, Mr. Myers. Proceed, please.
As you notice down here, the natural channel that has been formed since the Corps did their survey, the deepest water when the Corps did the survey about 3 years ago was right through here. And with a couple of nor'easters, well, actually been several nor'easters since then, probably about a half a dozen, it has now moved us down into this area. Unfortunately, there's a tiny little sand plug right in here is what we're trying to move. This channel is marked right now with a 2-inch PVC pipe, and it's all good water except for this between the third and the fourth markers. It's this small section that's trying to be moved. The natural drift, as you can see from all the sand area here, is from north to south, so placing anything up to the north would be absolutely like spitting into the wind. It simply wouldn't make any sense at all. The amount of sand that we're trying to move, that plug develops in the course of an afternoon with a nor'easter, and it could develop again. If once we move it, it could change. This little section of channel here could move back up to here, or it could move a little bit further south. So Mr. Murray's comment about asking for some flexibility to react to what the nor'easters do to us is absolutely essential.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Anyone else in support of the project? Is there anyone here in opposition to the project? The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Holland?
This small plug, as you can see, and I, when Hank had the maps up, this represents three creeks. There's Church Creek, Warehouse Creek, and Nassauwax Creek. And there are over 300 residents on that creek. And this, you'll see Church Creek going off to your left, and then you go up a little further, and there's Warehouse Creek. And then you see Bayford, which has been used by a lot of commercial watermen, and Ernie can speak to that because he's worked out of there before, that cannot get in and out of that creek. We have commercial watermen that live on the creek that have to moor their boats other places because of this small plug. And once you get by that plug, you're in 4, 5, 6 at Bayford, you've got 14 feet off of that docking area and commercial area there. They also have diesel fuel and regular gasoline. So if you're out in the bay, from a safety point, this is a refuge. You can get into this creek and get out of the weather. If you need fuel, you've got to go 27 miles to the south to Cape Charles or 20 miles to the north to Ankahani to get any diesel fuel or gasoline. So for a lot of reasons, this little plug needs to be open. And this is an example of the Corps and the county and a citizens group getting together and working jointly until we can get the federal project completed. And it's taken almost 9 years. To give you a little example, Senator Chuck Robb was the initial person that really helped us in the beginning to get our permit. So, and we've been through all the permitting on the creek to where we're right at the stage of all we need is the money to do the construction. Every permit's in place. There is no money. I think we are ranked real high with the Corps when money becomes available because we've come so far down the road and everything is in place. But as the Corps has told us today and Mr. Murray and the county, it may be 2 years, it may be 3 years, or something could happen and it could happen immediately. But until that time, we really need to get this dredged. And as far as putting it on Upland, this was advised when the Corps got the permit. You have the tiger beetle to deal with. I can guarantee you, you're not going to be allowed to put it anywhere on Silver Beach or going up the southern part of the bay because of the tiger beetle habitat. Corps tried it. Won't work. That's why we gave them permission to put it overboard. It would be cost prohibitive to take 10 pickup truckloads of nothing but sand a half a mile out in the bay. So what I would do is I would like to move that we grant the project as Mr. Murray has proposed, and that would be my motion.
I second it.
A second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do appreciate staff's concern about the dredge pole placement. However, this is an interim solution. And it's obviously, as has been described, meeting a very profound need for the local community. I think it's an outstanding local initiative that's been brought forward by the applicant, and I would support the motion as made.
Further discussion? No. I too agree that staff, as they always do, has covered all the bases from an environmental perspective, a suggestion perspective, but sometimes drastic times call for drastic measures. Now, that's maybe a little bit overly dramatic, but it is. I do applaud the initiative of the county and local citizenry to come to the need at the time of need. It reminds me of the old days when volunteer fire departments were first formed. Everybody got together, knew that there was something needed to be done, and pulled together and worked together to try to make something happen. It may not be the best solution, but at the present time it is the only solution as I see it. So again, not to go against staff recommendations, because I'm very keen to the strides that they take to make sure that all environmental aspects are covered, but in this situation it's almost like buyer beware. They know that they may silt back over, they know that they may have to do it every year, yet they're willing to take the expense or the risk of the expense. So with that, motion made, second. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much for a very good presentation. Next item on the agenda is Queens Creek Landing 06-0723. Leichhardt.
There. Unless y'all have trouble seeing that with the brighter projector, I think maybe we can get by with leaving the lights up. Queens Creek.